The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. It's going to be easier for media agencies to buy podcast ads with Acast, which has made more than 20,000 shows available to buyers on FreeWheel's Strata platform. Strata's already used by more than 1,100 ad agencies, so buying podcast ads is just a click away. Meanwhile, AdsWiz is making 1 million podcast episodes available for advertising using contextualized targeting. The technology enables advertisers to target shows based on subjects discussed and helps them avoid inadvertently being on shows mentioning things they'd rather their brand wasn't next to, like shows featuring anti-vaccination conspiracy theories, for example. Alex Jones guested on the Joe Rogan Experience featuring anti-vaccination conspiracy theories. They've no basis in truth, they threaten public health, and critics have called Jones's appearance disgusting. Spotify's legal officer sent an internal memo defending the company's stance on diverse points of view. Jones was kicked off Apple, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube earlier this year. The latest podcast hosting company to support podcast locking is Transistor, who've announced full support. From the Podcast Index, this is a best practice tag that aims to make podcast piracy harder than just six steps. We'd encourage other podcast hosts to step up. Portland Pod's Tanner Campbell has launched a podcast editing course on AppSumo. Normally, this course costs $429, but for a limited time, it's just $24. Brian Benedict from Spotify, iHeart and Katz has been hired as a strategic advisor for TargetSpot. The Australian Podcast Awards will announce their nominations this Saturday lunchtime in a live stream on their website. And US radio folks might enjoy listening to the Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern. We link to that in our show notes and our newsletter today. And in podcast news, Red Flags is the first true crime podcast in a new slate from Investigation Discovery. It's a weekly talk show designed to be a one-stop shop for all the latest buzz in the true crime world. Last Day returns for a second season, focusing on the growing suicide crisis with an emphasis on hope and finding solutions. It's from Lemonada, and this season is already achieving 3 times the amount of plays. Behind the Podcast is a new show from the Australian Podcast Awards, which dives into the stories behind how some of the country's most interesting and successful podcasts are created. First up is Kate Watson from The Squiz. We're expecting our call-up soon. And featuring an original score, Drama, an Oral Experience, is a new short story audio series featuring the world of the supernatural, paranormal, and mysterious. It's perfect on the run-up to Halloween. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.